The Urban Lore Podcast is brought to you by Objets Étrangers. Objets Étrangers brings you rare, unusual, and interesting art, collectibles, and antiques. Objets Étrangers is constantly on the lookout for the rare and obscure. Look them up on Facebook at Objets Étrangers. There'll be a link in the show notes.
This is stupid.
Then why were you so scared?
I'm not scared.
Then just do it.
Okay. Bloody Mary.
See, that was nothing.
Ever called for Bloody Mary? Welcome to the Urban Lore Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Castaños. Bloody Mary may be one of the most well-known urban myths. It's really more remembered as a party game or a dare. It's the thing of sleepovers and campfires. Would you dare say her name three times in a mirror in the dark? If you did, would she appear? Covered in blood, with rusted chains hanging around her neck. The origins of this one is not well known. There are a number of historical women that have been associated with the legend, but none are definitely the one. If you're familiar with English history, Bloody Mary is Mary Tudor, the daughter of Henry VIII and Queen of England from 1553 to 1558. She had the idea that she would restore the church that was greatly weakened under her father. In the process, she had 280 religious dissenters burned at the stake during her five-year reign. Bloody Mary can also be associated with the Salem witch trials. Many of the legends tell of a Mary Worth who was burned for being a witch. Official records, however, don't list a Mary Worth. They do, however, list a number of Marys. There's an outside chance that the legend refers to the Hungarian Queen Elizabeth Báthory. Her name may not be Mary, but she qualifies on all the other accounts. According to numerous witnesses, she had over 300 young girls murdered so that she could bathe in their blood to stay young. She was convicted of her crimes and sealed in her castle in 1610, where she died 4 years later. She's likely one of the first recorded serial killers. The mutilated corpses of the girls were found, along with other young women, chained in her dungeon that were slated to be next. Many of the legends tell that whomever the victim is, she was murdered for adultery or some other kind of crime. She is cut and slashed by her accusers, and made to look at her bloodied self in a mirror. In the witch version, she's chained and buried face down. It was a common custom to chain the bodies of alleged witches to prevent their souls from leaving the grave. So what actually happens when you do the chant? There isn't even consensus on that. The earliest version of the story doesn't even entail summoning Bloody Mary. Young girls used the incantation to see who would be their husband. You had to darken your house and carry a candle in one hand and a small mirror in the other. You would then ascend a staircase, backwards no less, looking into the mirror and chanting Bloody Mary. In the mirror, you were supposed to see the image of the man that you would marry. But sometimes, you were shocked to see the Grim Reaper instead. This meant that you would die before you would wed. The modern and most common version is to chant Bloody Mary in a mirror 3 or 13 times, depending on the story. There are many myths surrounding reciting something 3 times. Ever stood at the crossroads at night and said, Santo, Santo, Santos? This may be related to the rule of three. This is the belief that anything you do comes back to you threefold, good or bad. What happens includes anything from seeing Bloody Mary in the mirror as a blood-soaked fiend to actually being pulled into the mirror by her. Have you ever tried to summon Bloody Mary? Did you live to tell about it? Drop us an email and tell us your story about Bloody Mary at urbanlorepodcast, all one word, urbanlorepodcast@gmail.com. Remember to like and share this podcast with all your friends, those that like things on the stranger side, that is. If you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. It helps other people find the show. You can now also find us on Twitter at UrbanLorePod, UrbanLorePod on Twitter. For the Urban Lore Podcast, I'm Tom Castaños. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.